Blog Talk Radio.
She requested. She requested the one that came with Amazing Grace, but I just did Amazing Grace last week, I believe, or just the week before. So I hope she understands that running things 2 weeks in a row isn't my thing. We need to have a little space between. And as you can tell, that was not an official recording, but that made it even better. You know, that was kind of an impromptu. I'm going to do this now, guys. Hey. And he did. And that's how it came out. But you know what? It was so good. You could tell he was very tired. He was very tired. But he did it. Mm-hmm. And I think it was more special because it was impromptu and he was so tired and still wanted to do it. And we got to hear the laugh. How much better does it get, right? How much better does it get? So, hope you heard that, Gwen, and I hope you enjoyed it. And, hey, you guys, don't forget to make your requests for next Thursday, right? So there we go. Okay. TCB Network, the Gospel Hour plus Elvis. So we are ready to roll with, God's show today. This is the Father's show. This isn't mine. This isn't anybody's show but God's. He directs this. He's the producer and director. So there we go. There we go. We like that. I love it because I know I don't write down anything to say. And I love the fact that he's right here directing this because he puts things in my head to fall out of my mouth. And it seems to work. And that's the whole thing. I pray before every show. I really, truly do. That is the truth. I pray that he will be in charge. And he knows who's out there and what they need. So I think that's the best way to roll. And so that's how I do it. Okay. first thing we're going to do, since we've already had an Elvis song, we're going to go with somebody else at this point in time. And I'm going to save the best for just a little bit later, you know. And that's all right. That's all right. We're going to go with one of John's contributions to today's show. And it's an old hymn. And it's a favorite. It's totally beautiful. This is by Fernando Ortega. I need thee every hour. Father ever asked is that we go to him, whatever we need, with whatever wants to have. Just because we want it doesn't mean we're going to get it, kids. We're going to get everything we need. He's going to make sure of that. And he'll even give us some of the things we want. But just because we want it doesn't mean we're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's in his plan and we want it, we will get it. You know, and there are things that we want that are not, yes, they are things we want, but they also affect other people. And hopefully it helps them. Hopefully it does something good for them, with them, or to them, and involves them in it. And that makes whatever it is even more wonderful. More wonderful. So just don't always pray for what you want, is what I'm trying to say. Pray for what he has in mind for you. Because you've got people in your life that the Father brought you together with. And sometimes it's amazing how it happens. But think about it. The Father does that for a reason. The people in your life and you need each other in some way to make your lives better, to make your lives more able to understand things. You can teach each other. You can support each other. You can be there for each other. And when you need someone, you know who you can go to. See, the Father knows all this stuff. And he says, okay, I got this gal right here, and she's going to need this person, and this person. So we're going to set that up for her. And he does. And it amazes me how it happens. It just amazes me how it happens. You know? And stop and think of all the people you know. And how amazing it is that those people are in your life and what they do for your life and what you do for their life. Think about that. Because it's a two-way street. You got to give to receive. And when you receive, it makes you want to give. Boy, I tell you, one of the joys of my life is to be able to give. Love, support, help, whatever it might be. Discussion, beliefs. You know, right now, with this program, it is one of the great blessings of my life. And it came to me through two of my very best friends asking me to do this. And I believe that they were led to ask me because the Father said, she needs to do this. Get her to do this. And boy, he had to twist my arm up behind my back till he near broke it. But I finally got the message. I'm supposed to do this. And it's one of the great blessings of my life. And I hope that this program, not my words, but this program, the music, the message from the Father, I hope it blesses each one of you in some way, that it fills some need in your heart and in your life. Because that is what it's all about. If it was just for me sitting here playing music for my own gratification, I wouldn't do it. Because, boy, I tell you, sometimes the time frame just don't fit all that good. But I always make room for this program because it's important. It is so important. And I hope you all are blessed with it because it comes from the Father. It's just, you know, this isn't me. This is the Father. And I always kind of get told that, and I feel that every time I pray about this program, that this belongs to the Father. So, guys, enjoy. Let it fill you with that joy that only God can give you, because that's what this is. And I'm going to play a song called Shout to the Lord. And it doesn't say who sings it. It's a lady that sings it. Doesn't say who she is. But that's okay, too. She's doing it for the love of the Father and his son, Jesus. So here it is. It's called Shout to the Lord. Oh, yeah, and that is so true. So true. The promise that the Father gives us through the Son, nothing can compare to that. Nothing can compare to that. Nothing can give us so much comfort and joy as that. We need to remember that. As human beings, we quite often forget. We try to take everything on our shoulders, all of our problems, all of our family's problems, all of our friends' problems, and we try to solve them. Now, where do you think that's going to end up? Floating right down that raging river. It's just, we can't do it. We can't do it, and we weren't meant to do it. That's the whole thing. We were not meant to do it. We were meant to recognize that we can't and that we need to give it over to the Father. And that's one reason Jesus came, so that we would have somewhere to go with our troubles and our problems, that we would have somewhere to know they were going to be taken care of and we were okay. That's one reason he came. The other greatest reason was that we would have the hope of eternal life, because the way he died, and that he died because the Father said he needed to do that for us. And he did. And I just keep remembering that the best things we can have for our fellow man is faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The greatest is love. Now, you know, love for every person is not going to be the same. And they're not going to have the same love for every person in their life. It's going to be a different love, a different kind of love. But it's love. And love is good. Love is good. Understand that. Know that. Accept that. And your life is going to have so much more peace. It's going to be wonderful. And don't fill it with expectations and promises and plans, because 99 times out of 100, that's not going to happen. And you're going to have to change everything, shuffle it all around. But if you just love without expecting, if you love without wanting promises or requiring those promises, if you love without certain expectations of things you want to happen, it's going to be so much sweeter. So much sweeter, so much more joy. Because you're not trapping each other. You're just going to let it be. Let the love flow. Your sister, your parents, your next door neighbor, your loved one, your significant other, whatever, just let the love flow. Let all the different kinds of love be. That's all. Just let it be. The Father's talking to you. Listen. And he'll tell you exactly what he's wanting you to do, exactly how he's wanting you to do it. And you know what? We're going to say, oh, come on, do I have to? I really don't want to do that. I don't have time for that. Why do I have to? But you know what? He's going to be niggling at you. He's going to be reminding you every day, in every way, until you do what he's asking you, because he has a reason for that. And it's not necessarily a reason for you. It might be a reason for the other person he's asking you to do it with or for. You know? Be willing to be flexible and to take other people's needs into consideration. If you need to kind of wiggle around the way you want it, or the way you're used to it, or the way other people expect you to do it, wiggle it around. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what other people expect you to do or want you to do or say you should do. I don't care who they are. It doesn't matter. What the Father says is what matters. And if the Father says, I need you to go over to this person and say this or do this, or it could be as simple as, well, when we're allowed again, to give somebody a hug. Tell them, just to tell somebody, I love you. And they're going to know exactly how you mean that, because it's coming from the Father. You know, you got to pass this great stuff on. You got to tell them where it's coming from. You got to let people know that there's a better way than what they're following. And there are going to be a lot of people out there that are following the Father in that. And just be thankful for them. Say your thankfulness for them. Count your blessings for having them there. And tell them that you appreciate them and who they are, just because they are who they are. And that's a very great thing, to know someone. And I do this. And the people I've done this for or to know what I'm talking about. I just thank them for being themselves, because I love them that way. I've gotten a few strange looks, but, you know, hey, it's worth it. It's so cool. Give it a shot. See what happens. Just walk up and say, you know what? The Father led me to tell you thank you for being you and that He loves you. See what happens. You might be surprised. You might be surprised. Listen to that little voice in your head. That's how I ended up with a dog. So, you know, hey, you got to expect the unexpected. And there you go. Okay. Elvis, gospel. Oh, yeah. And this is kind of what I've been talking about. Talk to the Father. He'll tell you what He wants. He'll tell you what you need and what He has for you. Elvis singing, lead me, guide me.
You lead me. guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, just open my eyes that I may see. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me?
Yes, and that was Michaela's request for today. So that's awesome. Thank you, Michaela, for asking for that song because it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And it just kind of falls in with what we've been talking about or what I've been talking about. I don't know if you guys are saying anything or not. I can't hear you, but I've been talking about it. Let's grab another one because, oh my gosh, I've got so many beautiful songs in here. Okay, I know what I'm going to do. This is an absolutely wonderful song. It's beautiful. And John sent this to me. And it's just fantastic. Fantastic. They call it the wedding song, but I don't think of it as the wedding song. I just think of it as a song thanking the Lord for his blessings. This is the day the Lord has made.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm so glad he made you. Rise, sun, you are here by my side. You are more than a dream come true. Oh, to have you, to hold you, to love you, to pray, to share with, to care with, to hold hands and say, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Day the Lord has made. So how can you complain? I mean, you know, we do it all the time. We really do. But oh my gosh, just to be thankful that we woke up this morning and we're healthy. And the people we love, hopefully all of them, woke up this morning and they are healthy. And if they aren't, we pray for those that need their health back. You know, people I'm close to are still all healthy. Y'all are all healthy. So I am very, very thankful for that. I'm thankful that I woke up again today healthy, except for my knee, but that doesn't count. It'll get better. That's not a big deal. I don't count that. But I see people walking around here, because this is a senior trailer park, and I'm probably just about the youngest one here. But I have some friends that I see walking around. They're trying to stay mobile. And one is the gentleman that takes care of my dog when I'm gone for a few days or on vacation for a week or however long it might be. And he loves my dog. I'm not too sure about him, but my dog's not too sure about anybody except me. So that's nothing. But he will go for a walk with him. Yeah, it has been known that he has to come in and pick him up and carry him outside. Once he's outside, he's okay, you know. And my dog would never get close enough to bite anybody, so that's not a problem. But yeah, you know, this guy's 89 years old, and he's still spry. He's still spry. He's still walking around. He always stops to say hi, and we chat. And
brilliant.
His mind is lively and sharp, and he's still a firecracker. He's still a firecracker. I don't hug him too often.
No.
Because he's still a firecracker. So, yeah, I tend to keep a distance between us, even before COVID. But he really is a sweetheart. And all he asks in return, he says, yes, I'll take care of Apache on one condition, and that is that you don't pay me. And I said, well, but I was planning. He goes, no, you can make me cookies if you want to, but you can't pay me.
Oh.
So, okay, I make him chewy raisin oatmeal cookies every time he watches Apache, and he likes that. So, you know, it's God puts people with us that make us smile, make our hearts happy, and it's great. It's really great. Count your blessings. Every time you look at someone that you can say hello to and says hello back, that's a blessing. You know, every time you message someone that messages you back in a short span of time, that's a blessing. And it's a wonderful thing. It really is a wonderful thing. It's fantastic. So count your blessings and tell the Father what you're thankful for. Say a prayer every day for something, whatever reason. It doesn't matter what the reason is. Just talk to the Father every day. It does your heart good. It really, really does your heart good. And it will change your life. I can vouch for that. It will change your life. It really will. So, okay, that's enough for this segment. Maybe it's a good thing I never went to seminary and learned to write down things. You guys would never hear the end of my speaking, and that might not be a real good thing. Okay, I am going to play a song that Elvis did originally.
Yeah.
And this is not Elvis doing this. This is a gentleman named DJ Carpenter. And John sent me this, and you know, he doesn't sound anything like Elvis. So it wasn't even an issue. It wasn't even a consideration that it might be. It just wasn't. But to me, it's an Elvis song. So this is a cover.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, at any rate. So this is DJ Carpenter, and it really is very, very nice. And he's going to sing His Hand in Mine.
Beautiful. You may ask me how I know my Lord is real. You may doubt the things I say and doubt the way I feel. But I know He's real today. He'll always be. I can feel His hand in mine, and that's enough for me. I will never walk alone. He holds my hand. He will guide each step I take, and if I fall, I know He'll understand. Till the day He tells me why He loves me so. I can feel His hand in mine, that's all I need to know. I will never walk alone. He holds my hand. He will guide each step I take, and if I fall, I know He'll understand. Till the day He tells me why He loves me so. I can feel His hand in mine, that's all I need to know. I can feel His hand in mine, that's all I need to know.
Job on that. He did a very, very nice job.
Yeah,
I liked how he did that. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
So, and he had a nice voice too. Mm. It just had a particular lilt to it that made it very pleasant to listen to. Not as good as Elvis, but who is?
You ain't gonna get when
pentatonics. That's it, pentatonics. Oh my word, Jennifer. just gotta cause trouble, don't you, girl? Yeah, well. Okay. I'm gonna play one of my favorites now.
Yes.
And nobody requested this. I just decided I needed to hear this.
Yeah.
And I've already heard it twice.
Mm-hmm.
When I converted it to put it in the library, but I love this. This was the very first solo I ever did in church.
Oh,
and I think I was 7 or 8 years old when I first sang this. It was a church in Deary, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
I was staying with my aunt Ginger at the time. So I thought it was totally cool. I loved it.
Brings back memories.
Oh, yes. It certainly does. I really love it. And as a matter of fact, when I first started going for the church in Post Falls, Idaho, this was the first solo I did. So this is a song of first. It's first. That's it. But yes, it's always been one of my favorites. And it is, it's an Elvis favorite too. So I'm in good company. This is Elvis doing a recorded version, not a live version, but a recorded version of How Great Thou Art.
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
I mean, there are other songs that have that in it, but this one sits in such a dramatic way that you can put all your feeling into it. And it's just hypnotizing. Yes, very special. It's hypnotizing. It's hypnotizing. And I love it. I totally love it. It's fantastic. Oh, okay, I had to do that. I have another one that John sent me. That's something, okay, you count your blessings and you say what you're thankful for. I'm thankful for John. I am so thankful for the way that he gathers the gospel songs for me every Sunday, and for the way that he contributes to the Thursday and Saturday shows, because they are so much better because of his contributions. And I absolutely am so thankful. He is such a blessing for me.
He is, yes.
And I know he's listening, and I just want him to know that I consider him a very great blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And my life is better and richer for it.
Yeah.
So thank you, Lord. Anyway, this is a song that he did send to me, and there isn't an artist attached to it, which is okay. That's fine. It lets you concentrate on the song rather than who's singing it. It's called My Sins Are Gone. What a good song for today. That's what goes through my head when I hear this song. It's just full of happiness. And I just imagine being with the people I care about most and holding hands and clapping and dancing and singing this song and just being filled with joy because I can be sure that my sins are gone. And I hope each one of you can say that same thing. If you can't, I hope and pray that you come to a place where you can. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is ask the Lord to take them. That's all it takes. Real simple. He makes it easy, and he makes it easy on purpose because he wants every one of his children to be able to do that and go home to be with him when it's time. So I hope that each one of you gets that feeling, because it's beautiful. It's totally beautiful. So that's my thoughts on that.
That was short and sweet.
For a change, you know, I thought I'd cut it down because we got a lot of music to get through here, and we don't want to miss out.
No,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to miss out. Okay, the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, lovely.
Been a while since we've heard from them, and I love their gospel. It's totally awesome. This one is called Jesus is the Man for the Hour.
Jesus, you're our man for the hour. Jesus, you're our man for the day. Keeping us together through your power. Jesus, take our hand. Wash our sins away.
Jesus, lead us right and help us through. Lord, you know the wrong we all do.
Lead, guide, direct our minds today.
If you should leave us now, I know we'd lose our way.
He pulled J.D. Sumner ending. Yeah. That was kind of cool.
That was good.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And he did sing bass as backup for Elvis a while.
Mm.
So that was kind of cool, too. That's one thing that got me listening to the Oak Ridge Boys is when I realized that. I went, oh, okay, I thought he sounded familiar. So just trivia for you guys. Just a little trivia for you. All right. I have a request from Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca doesn't ask too much, so I'm going to play her request. She did ask for this song by Sandy Patty. I'm not sure if I've got the right one because I did not get a link. This is why I need links with your requests, guys. Because then I know I've got the right one. I am not sure this is the right one. When I pulled it off of YouTube, there was not an artist named. All I know is that it is a female, and I'm hoping it's Sandy Patty. I don't know. But this is what you got, girl, and it's good. So I hope you enjoy it. One Day at a Time. Over there.
Help me believe in what I could be and all that I
Version is by Christy Lane, though. That's my favorite. But she has a very interesting story. You should look it up at some point. The way she got into singing.
Yeah.
And all that. And her husband was her manager and all that good stuff. And then something happened. You should look up her story at some point. It's very, very interesting. And she had a bit to overcome, but she did it.
Oh,
and being God's child is what got her through it.
Yeah.
Give it a gander. Just look her up online sometime and see what it says. Because it's very, very interesting. And quite inspiring.
Mm.
Quite inspiring. All right, I have another one. Hello, Calico. How you doing, sugar butt?
Oh, bless her. I heard her.
Yeah, she's up here. She says, okay, I'm here. Give me a treat. And it's like, you just had treats. What do you know?
Yeah, I want more.
But she says, no, I didn't. You know, like a little five-year-old child.
Yeah.
I know I didn't, Mommy. I know I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, bless her.
But I love her to death. She's 10 years old, and I just love her to pieces. She's a sweetie. She was abandoned when I acquired her, so she's inside cat. I don't let her go outside. It's too dangerous for her. Anyway, back to the show. I get sidetracked. My kids come around and I get sidetracked.
That's it.
Okay. This is another song that mm-hmm. John sent me.
Uh-huh,
and I had it in the library by Bird Yeomans. But when I heard this one is so much better. I like it better. So we're going to play the one that John sent me. And this is When We All Get to Heaven. So, hey, guys, let's all go together.
Yes.
Towards the end of the show, because it's just a reminder, people. So I am going to play it. I haven't forgotten it. I've got it written down in front of me.
Yeah.
So we are going to do it. We are going to do it. But right now, Elvis is going to sing, Show Me Thy Way.
Show me thy ways, O Lord. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Help me love when I'm faded. Spread joy on the baby.
With that laugh is going to be that beautiful smile.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And his eyes just sparkle. His eyes sparkle. It's fantastic. I think I would recognize those eyes any place. It's fantastic. You got to wonder what exactly he was laughing at, though. I don't know. Okay, what did one of the guys do? Because they're all in on it, you know. They're all in on it. They all go. It's great. Yeah. I love it. I'm going to be a fly on the wall. Not only be a fly on the wall, I'm going to sit in a chair in the corner and watch. They can know I'm there. It doesn't matter.
That could be a fly on the wall, Jenny, knowing how luck someone or else have some fly spray.
Yeah. I ain't going to hide. I'm going to be right there, up front, in the chair, watching every minute. They can know I'm there. It's not going to bother them.
Taking it all in.
I ain't 20,000 people. Only one girl. They're not going to pay me. No, never mind. It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one that we always think of as a Christmas song.
Okay.
But you know what? I don't care.
No.
I really don't care. Because Jesus' birth and Jesus' death is the whole reason that we can have this joy, because we're not tied to all the hundreds of laws that all of God's people in the Old Testament had to try and obey. That is impossible. That is impossible. And they kept trying and they kept trying because they knew that their Lord wanted that. But they had to feel hope. Because they couldn't keep all of the laws. There were just too many of them. It was just too much. That's why God sent Jesus. Because he realized that we can't do it. We wanted to, but we couldn't. We're human. He made us that way. So he sent Jesus. So his birth, without his birth, there would have been no saving death. There would have been no hope. Because he wouldn't have been here if he'd never been born. So that's just as important. And I think it's something we need to celebrate all year round, not just at Christmas. And December 25th isn't really his birthday anyway. So, you know, we just celebrate it whenever. So I'm going to celebrate it whenever. And John sent me a song to do that with. And it's beautiful. It's by a group called Home Free. And I've played a couple of their songs, and it's absolutely fabulous. So we're going to listen to O Holy Night right now.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Favorite version of this. Matt Redman, It Is Well With My Soul.
The scars are a sign grace in our life. Father, how you brought us through. When deep were the wounds and dark was the night, the promise of your love you proved. Now every battle still to come, let this be our song. It is well with my soul. The morning sky, you're there in the fog, you're there in the feet, your faithfulness will always shine. Now every blessing still to come, let this be our song. It is well.
Kids, it's time for me to take the next 2 minutes to say thank you so very much. I do want to play Anne's request, and I need to leave enough time to do that. So I'm going to say goodbye now, and I'm going to say thank you so very much for being with me during this show. I hope you got something out of it. I hope you feel joyful and your soul feels fulfilled, and you can go out this week and share, because that's important. It's so important. You can't get close to anybody. That doesn't mean you can't talk to anybody. So there you go. And this is the news to share. This is the important stuff. So thank you all. Thank you, Anne, for being here for me and telling me, yes, I hear you, Jenny.
Yes.
And thank you, Susan. The one time I'm going to unmute you, honey, just so I can say thank you to you. The one time that you don't have to bop back and forth across the Atlantic more than two times and your phone is muted. That kind of sucked. But that's all right. That's all right. I appreciated you being with me. I really, really did appreciate that. And everybody that was in the chat, I hope you got something out of it. We had some interesting chats, and I hope that they helped because it was informational, a lot of it, and that is important as well. So, hey, love ya. Just love ya. And thank you for being here. Thank you to my family and friends for being with me this day. I know that this time of day for some of my pastor cousins is not easy at this time of day. Because they're right in the middle of their own services at this point. So hopefully they'll listen later. But thank you for those that could be here. And I love y'all. I really, really do. Thank you. And now I'm going to play Anne's request. And that is Elvis singing You'll Never Walk Alone.
Thank you, Jenny.
You never stood in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. So help your brother along the way, no matter where he starts. For the same God that made you, made him too.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and a sweet silver song of love. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on.
Oh, without you I'd surely fail. Without you I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without him I would be dying. Without him I'd be enslaved.
Without him, how?